It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. It's been a great week. I've so enjoyed sharing with you on the program this week. Today, I have an unusual text because I'm reading from the book of Lamentations. That's not really a book I would normally preach out of because sometimes it's a pretty sad book. It's the prophet Jeremiah, as he was known as the weeping prophet. But he says something so powerful in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. He says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning." And then he makes this profound statement. He says, "Great is your faithfulness." There are few truths more comforting, more anchoring, more unshakable than this: God is faithful. The prophet Jeremiah writes these words while standing in the ashes of a fallen city. Jerusalem had been totally destroyed. The temple lay in ruins. The people were in exile. But in the middle of all that loss, Jeremiah looked up and he declared this: "Great is your faithfulness." What a statement. When everything around him was breaking, Jeremiah still believed that God's character had not changed. And that's the word for someone today on Fresh Oil. Your circumstances may shift, your emotions may rise and fall, but the faithfulness of God, my friend, it never changes. You know why? God's faithfulness is his character, and he can't deny himself. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13, Paul writes this. He says, "If we are faithless, he, God, remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." Faithfulness isn't just something God does. It's who he is. He's not faithful because you're perfect. He's faithful because he is holy. He's unchanging. And friend, he's true. When you and I fall apart, and we do on occasion, he does not. When people walk away, and it does happen, he remains. When promises are broken all around you, his promises still stand. There was a traveler once who got lost in a real thick forest, and the fog was heavy. And he turned to his guide, and he said, "I can't tell which way is north anymore." And the guide took out a compass and he said, "The compass doesn't follow the fog. It follows the truth." And they found their way out. That's faithfulness, friend. God's nature doesn't shift with the fog of our emotions. He points true north even when the world is spinning around. And God's faithfulness, it's evident even in creation. Every morning the sun rises. Every evening it sets. The stars, they stay in their place in the sky. The oceans know their boundaries. Why? Because the God who spoke them into existence still holds them by his word. I love the ocean. I have a home in Florida, and I love to go out in the Gulf. And there's nothing that displays the power of God more than when I'm standing in that water watching the tide, watching the water move, and I look at creation and I think, wow, this is my faithful God. See, Genesis 8:22, it said, "As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter will never cease." Friend, if God keeps the galaxies in orbit, if he can keep his stars hanging in the sky and the moon shining at night, don't you think he can keep his promises to you? He hasn't forgotten you, friend. He hasn't changed his mind about you. He's faithful yesterday, today, and forever. I want to talk for a few minutes today about God's faithfulness in our lives. See, he's faithful in our trials. Sometimes we doubt God's faithfulness when we suffer. It's easy to know he's faithful when we're blessed. But when we're suffering, we can tend to doubt the faithfulness of God. We pray and the answer doesn't come fast enough. We face sickness, loss, or betrayal. But listen, hear me, friend. God's faithfulness isn't proven in how easy life gets. It's proven in how He sustains you when it's hard. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says this, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. See, He doesn't always take the fire away, but He walks with you into it. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow to the idol, the king threw them in the furnace. Beautiful story found in the pages of the Old Testament in the book of Daniel. But when the king looked inside, he said, "Did we not throw three men in the fire? I see four, and the fourth looks like the Son of God." That's faithfulness, friend. When you're walking through the fire, I want you to know something. God's right there with you. He's right there. Some of you today have been going through the fire, but look at you, you're still standing. That's not luck. That's the faithfulness of God. And you know what, friend? He's also faithful in forgiveness. One of the biggest lies the devil tells people is you've gone too far, you've failed too much, and God's done with you. Now, this might sound strange to you, but one question I've been asked so many times is, "Pastor, do you think I've committed the unpardonable sin?" Now, why would they ask me that? Because the devil tries to convince them that they're unforgiven, that they've gone too far, they've sinned too much, and God could never accept them in their condition. But listen, He's faithful in forgiveness. In 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Our forgiveness isn't based on our performance. It's based on His promise. He doesn't say, "If you're good enough." He says, "If you confess, if you just acknowledge it, you just say, 'God, I need you.'" How many times has God forgiven you? How many times has He washed you clean when you didn't really deserve it? See, friend, that's faithfulness. When the prodigal son came home, his father didn't meet him with a lecture. No, he met him with a robe, with a ring, and a feast, because the father's love didn't expire during the rebellion. His faithfulness waited on the porch every single day. And the Bible teaches us He was looking for the son. Saw him while he was yet a long way off. He came running to him. And God is faithful in provision. Did you know that? Philippians 4:19. Paul wrote this. He said, "My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Notice, He didn't promise all of our wants, but He promised all of our needs. Elijah sat by the brook of Cherith during a famine, and God sent ravens to bring him bread and meat every morning and every evening. And when the brook dried up, God sent him to the widow in Zarephath, and the jar of flour never ran out. I'll never forget, on one of my first trips to Israel, my wife and I were just alone with a friend of ours, and we went to the brook of Cherith to see where Elijah was fed by the ravens. And there was a little beggar there, and he had a little tin cup, and he drew out some water there from that spring, and he asked if I wanted to take a drink, and I did. And afterwards I thought, I wonder how many people drank from that cup without it being washed. But guess what? I survived it because of the faithfulness of God. Do you know God's never missed a payment on His promises? He is so faithful, friend. I want to talk to you about our response now to God's faithfulness. First of all, let's trust Him completely. Psalm 37, verse 3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture." See, because He's faithful, you can rest. You don't have to panic every time the news changes. You don't have to fear tomorrow. When you can't trace His hand, you can trust His heart. When you don't know the future, you can depend on His faithfulness. In Psalm 89, verse 1, He says, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known Your faithfulness to all generations." See, faithfulness deserves a song. Even when you don't feel it, praise Him for who He is. Praise keeps you anchored in truth when feelings will lie to you. Praise says, God, even when I don't understand, I'm still going to trust you because you've never failed me yet, God. And then reflect that same faithfulness to other people. If God has been faithful to you, then you show faithfulness to someone else. Be loyal. Be consistent. Keep your word. The world has enough quitters. It needs believers who will reflect a faithful God. See, Matthew 25, verse 21, he says what? Well done, good and faithful servant. God not only is faithful to us, but he wants us to be faithful to him and to those around us. That's the goal. Not to be famous, not to be successful, but to be faithful. Do you know, after the flood, God placed a rainbow in the sky. And every time I see a rainbow, it reminds me of his promise. Because he told Noah, this is my covenant. When you see the bow in the clouds, remember my promise. And even today, when the storms pass and the sunlight breaks through, that rainbow still declares the faithfulness of God. That God keeps his word. Even unto 1,000 generations, the Bible says, he is faithful. Maybe you've been through a storm. Waves have been high, the winds have been fierce, but look up, friend, there's a rainbow in the clouds, and it's God whispering to you, saying, I haven't forgotten you. I am still faithful. Perhaps today you're in the middle of uncertainty, and you've been wondering, God, are you still with me? The answer is yes. He's never left, he's never lied, and friend, he's never failed. So today, trust him again. If you've drifted, just come home. If you've doubted, just believe again. If you've been weary, lean on his faithfulness. Let me pray for you today. Father, I thank you for your unchanging faithfulness. When we are unworthy, you are unwavering. When we doubted, God, you still delivered. Strengthen our faith today. Let every person listening to this program today be convinced, not in their ability, O God, but in your reliability. Because great is your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Years ago, an elderly woman sat at a loom weaving a large tapestry, and a young visitor noticed that one thread, a single golden strand, ran through the entire piece from corner to corner. And he asked, Ma'am, why is that golden thread in every section? She smiled and she said, Because no matter what colors come or go, dark or bright, that gold thread holds it all together. If it ever broke, the whole pattern would fall apart. See, friend, that's the faithfulness of God. It's the golden thread that's running through every season of your life, through the joys, through the heartbreaks, through the answered prayers and the waiting rooms, through the mountaintops and the valleys. Other threads may fray, people may change, but that one strand of divine faithfulness, it never breaks, my friend. God will keep you safe. He will be with you no matter what you're going through. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace, friend, because God loves you. He really does.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.